mothership. Wrap it up, ship it out, kick it to the mothership. Hey everybody, welcome to more Live from the Grotto. I am your host, Charlito, and today we have another great show lined up for you. We have Patricia and Elliot from the show Circuits coming down to sit down here in the sub basement of Fringe NYC. The show Circuits explores the pathways between the glamour of dance performance, respectability, and the more mundane layers of life hidden beneath it. So we'll have them on in just a moment. But before we do have them on, the Variety Power Hour late night show is still happening every Friday and Saturday throughout the festival. We have two left, Friday the 21st and Saturday the 28th. They're an absolute blast. It's a great way to come out and meet other fringe shows, to network. If you're an audience member, just to meet some of the shows or talk to people, staff, volunteers. I mean, it's just everyone is coming out to this thing. It has been wonderful turnout and just a lot of fun. And if you're interested in performing on the Variety Power Hour, send us an email at varietypowerhour@gmail.com. Tangare is sponsoring the event, so there is free liquor, and it is also BYOB. And there is also free food provided by JeffLashinskyCatering.com. You might not know who he is, but if you've stopped by Fringe Central and gone to the cafe, you have tasted his food. He and John are the ones running up and heading the cafe. And they've been doing a fantastic job. All kinds of great stuff that they have up there on the second floor of Fringe Central. Oh, the Variety Power Hour late nights are free to all Fringe participants and volunteers and staff. However, non-Fringe people get in for $5. They still get the same deal, though. The free liquor, the free food, all that kind of stuff. And great performances. So it's a good deal all around. The address is 54 Crosby Street. You can find more information out at fringenyc.org, Fringe Club. So I hope you guys are enjoying the coverage we've been doing of the Fringe NYC. And let's just roll with the interviews. We are down in the sub basement once again with more guests to bring you and more insights into the Fringe Festival. And today we have Elliot Ryland and Patricia Novarol from Circuits. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So thanks for coming down. And Elliot, I apologize again. What a jerk. I invited you out to be on the show, and then, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But I have to say, you are one of the nicest people. There are some people who weren't so kind, and I really appreciate how cool you were about it. And I really wanted to try and get you guys on the show. So this show was created by you, Patricia?
Yes.
Okay, and what exactly, like when you're coming up, because I don't know much about dance at all. Mm-hmm. So what is the concept behind this, and where did it come from for you?
Okay, if I'm going too much around in circle, let me know.
Okay.
My main idea was, since my company, PNDC, it's based in New York City, and all of my dancers work for, you know, different choreographers, or they teach. So it was, the main idea was, when I start thinking what I'm going to do next with them, where we are at. And I realized, mm-hmm. like, everyone is kind of in a limbo stadium, like starting connecting, but we don't know what to do.
Okay.
And then I was thinking of, actually, all right, but we are not like the desperate artists that, you know, oh my gosh, I don't know how to survive. We actually connecting, and something it's like going and continuing. And I also, so why Circuits? I thought choreographically of the flow, like electricity, but also like us as a Circuits, which group we are connecting to, you know, that can be, I don't know, your work, your family, and what it's all this bring, I mean, about us. It's basically, you know, we put our experience, live experience, into life, and that's why Circuits. Maybe Elliot says something more to
you? Yeah, well, we always just found it kind of interesting. I mean, part of our kind of slogan that we've been putting out there is that it explores the multiple meanings and of the word circuit. This could be religion, routine, people that you know, like all these different things that happen to be something that goes over and over again. And we're kind of exploring.
Or why you're doing it, or also like what's happened when the circuits break.
Yeah.
You know, when something doesn't function.
Right, right.
Yeah, and that's one of the big things, is like what happens when that circuit breaks. And one of the really interesting things is we're exposing the lives of artists, and not in the way of woe is me, which is so easy to go to,
mm-hmm.
But more so, how do we find routine in our freelance lives?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, yeah, just something that's really interesting because there never really is a routine, but you always, as humans, we want to cling on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, when I choreograph this piece, it's really a collaboration between all of us. I'm the one who, putting things together and make the decisions. And, of course, you know, we had so much material that I needed cut off, and some dancers, even, you know, if they were, you know, seeing, I mean, they sometimes they, because when we work, I really improvise a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes they are amazing stuff, material coming up, but I just feel like, oh, this doesn't really connect the circuit, sorry. And, you know, and, but that also brings a lot of honesty in the work, because
mm-hmm.
then, you know, and I am thankful that, you know, my group understand it. Like, even they think they could do something incredible for the audience or, you know, let's say critics, they understand that I say, I'm sorry, this is really like, you know, this doesn't match. I don't want in the first point doing things to impress. I want to, you know, put things together that, you know, goes to that theme, to the, you know, to the, what is the piece about?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, since this is like a dance piece for people who are listening, like what kind of, because I don't know, like I said, I don't know a lot about dance, like what can you expect to see visually, or what can you expect the style, or if you can tell us what that is, because I have no idea.
Well, basically, most of the cast is from New York University. Most of us have graduated.
We have one guy, he's from CalArts.
CalArts in California. And then we have one girl who's here from Japan, who's in the company. And so the movement that you can see, it's a lot of, there's different styles. There's, you know, there's like modern, there's postmodern, and there's something that we kind of call downtown modern, which is something, it's organic movement, but it can also be very athletic. It's very grounded.
It's very physical.
Some choreographers, it's just some full body movement. There's like some Forsythe, David Dorfman, different kind of things like this. Pina Bausch, like that kind of.
Because I'm from Germany, I'm Polish-German, and my career besides doing, you know, commercial stuff, mostly was like dance theater, Pina Bausch, this direction. This is, you know, it's somehow stick with you, even though you try go away from things. What you learn, you got stick. But besides that, we are from, you know, NYU. Most of us work with really excellent people, and we still continue doing it. So it's not like we are just school people, you know. It's beautiful because we have a big range of, you know, from movements from ballet to jazz to, you know, even breakdance, modern dance, and I just put everything inside when I feel, and and theater, we act as well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
There's acting as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how cool. So it's kind of like a mixture.
Totally.
The acting, I guess, interweaves a little bit?
Yeah, it's there from the get-go. It starts out, it's interspersed. Yeah, she loves to mix all kinds of media. For a while, there was even video, but...
the French, obviously, don't have that much time to load in, so the motion, one program that we are interesting, we're interesting to put in emotion, will take too much time to set up. So we do roll. And also in the acting, you know, we are trying, or I'm trying to navigate this in a way that is really honest and not something that we prepare. So there is, I even surprise the dancers on stage, asking them questions, you know. So you can see honest reaction and not something like, I have to act now.
So it's, some of it's like literally just in the moment, almost improvised in a way. You're just kind of
There's a section that we do that's improvised every night, where she tries to surprise me every night to keep it raw, to keep it real.
She improvises the questions and talking as well as the dancing, or no?
Mm-hmm. Or like live direction.
Wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Now, you're from Germany, you said. Did you go to NYU as well?
Yeah.
You did?
I graduated with MFA in dance and choreography in 2008.
Okay, cool. Oh, so you're pretty much fresh out with your master's, huh?
Yeah.
I'm putting it
second
to use.
Second? The first I got in Germany in dance education, a few years ago.
Wow. And had it been your dream to come to New York City and do this, or was that just kind of like a stop along the way?
It was a dream, yes. I received an award from Germany Ministerium for Art and Culture, because I was interested to extend my knowledge in a Cunningham style here. Mm-hmm. And then I start collaborating with people, and I decide doing NYU.
So these people you're working with then, you've come to know along the way of living in New York, and you've admired them, or you feel like they're a peer in some way, and you...
Yeah, and they are really excellent dancers. Like, you know, we are not just the you know, floor modern dance trying to do. They are really, you know, the range of knowledge in movements and in different styles. I mean, they have it, and that's why I'm so interested, you know, in keeping, and they are also very open and to exploring new things. Yeah. They really amaze me. I mean, you guys do.
Yeah. And now, how long have you guys been together with her, under her guidance, or with her group, her Patricia Narwhal Dance?
We started collaborating in 2007, so that where the company got kind of, still went while we are at NYU, and we are continuing since then.
Yeah.
Basically.
I've been dancing with her for a little over a year now. And just one of the things that I really appreciate with her work is that, especially something that you'll see in circuits, is there is acting in it, but that's one of the biggest things she'll say in rehearsal is don't act. Like, we don't want it to be acting. So like, we're these characters, but our characters are ourselves. So it's really hard to keep it raw, to keep it truthful. Like, I get yelled at a lot because I have theater training and I go into trying to recreate the same thing, but she keeps us on our toes.
So you want it to be very natural.
Yeah, especially when you're on stage and you want to impress people. It's something for me that if I really put you there, you know, I want you raw. I don't want, you know, that you are doing things just to impress. And actually the audience, I mean, what we had as a feedback, they really like it because they feel very uncomfortable and certain, even uncomfortable, like, oh, I'm able to watch that, you know, it's just so honest.
Yeah, right.
It's, and I, okay.
Okay. Now, have you guys done circuits prior to the Fringe Festival?
No.
No, so this is a totally original piece for the Fringe, world premiere. How long were you rehearsing and working on something like this to put this together? And
We started in May? No.
No, I got from Germany back in May. We started in June.
Yeah.
The cast changed a little bit. Like, the real work was like two and a half months.
Yeah, we moved it together.
That is a long time. Because, I mean, I talk to a lot of Fringe shows, and most of them usually have 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
Some of them only three.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people have been out of town, like Elliot been, you know, directing another show during, you know, the rehearsal process. Or so we were like back and forth. But I'm Euro, so when you do evening length piece in Europe, you have 1 year, like theater piece.
Really?
Yeah. New York is very get to the point, and which I appreciate, and that's why I love, you know, American artists, because they really bring to the point. There is no too much, you know.
Really? Really? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. I wasn't, like, familiar with that or aware of that. Like, there might be a difference.
Yeah.
Now, circuit, since it is, like, kind of technology sounding, is there technology involved? Or any reference to technology?
Yeah, the music is very electronic. There are a lot of very sounds that you would associate with circuits.
And we have the lighting. We have, how do you call that, flashlights on the, no.
Yeah, they're kind of, we kind of use almost like
track lighting or something?
No, like almost kind of like what you would see in a construction site, like something that you can hang from like a rafter to light.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it creates a really cool image.
Atmosphere.
Every time, the atmosphere is just amazing that it's so stark and so exposing from something so untraditional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been to the Robert... Or no, I think I have been to the Robert Moss Theater. How is that for you guys as a venue?
It's nice.
It's nice. We like it. It's just because we move big. Sometimes we have to, like, reject...
Adjust.
But, we're glad. It works well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And you guys have already opened Sunday the 23rd at 4 p.m., so you had one performance so far. And what was your feeling after getting to finally perform the piece of 2.5 months in front of people, and how was it?
It felt good. It felt good to me.
I really like it. I like the, you know, the kind of the tense. We could feel it, like, wow, now, you know, the work, now we have to show it. So from my performance, I really felt the energy, like we hold.
Oh yeah. Yeah, adrenaline was pumping. Yeah, it was. It was good, and it's interesting because she's part of the show as well.
Right.
She does live direction. She is on stage sometimes. She dances with us. So it's interesting.
I'm the breaker.
Yeah, she breaks things. Like, she breaks the circuit.
She challenges us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you, being the director, I always wonder this, like, when you're trying to direct something, how do you try and get an outside eye to see what's going on stage when you're on stage?
Thank you, yeah.
Do you have someone else, or do you call upon?
Elliot, watch it.
Elliot, you call on Elliot,
yeah,
huh?
I ask my dancers to step out and maybe see it.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. So you do that.
Mm-hmm. And lots of video. She tapes a lot of rehearsal, and we have some great friends that will come in and watch and give it some advice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you had any stories you can tell us yet in the rehearsal process or anything like that? Is everyone okay? No one's gotten hurt or anything like that? I don't know. I'm just asking stories, like anything.
There's kind of one funny story. In the show, there's partial nudity.
That's a friend show.
Yeah. And so we were rehearsing at this studio, this lovely studio, and there are these giant windows.
And so
we were always, like, really good about clothes. They have giant curtains, so we close them. But then one day...
I like how Patricia's not even looking. She just has this huge grin on her face.
But then one day we realized we forgot, or we were trying on costumes and people were just changing, and dancers are very comfortable with their bodies. So we didn't really think twice about it. And then we looked out the window, and there were, like, these three guys across the street sitting down just, like, waving to us. And
they made pictures with their cell phones.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They show boobies.
So, seeing a promotional opportunity, one of the girls went down and gave him a
postcard.
That's
great.
You
know what would be great is if after one of your shows here at the Fringe, one of them came out and was like, I saw you in the... Yeah, that would be about it. That's pretty cool. That's a good story.
Yeah.
That's definitely a New York story because, you know, you have these rehearsal space and everything's packed into the city and, you know, there's windows. You never know who, like, at any moment someone could be watching you.
Yeah.
You don't even know it.
Oh, totally. And we watched people. I would watch people across the way all the time. Like, I think I saw more boobies doing that than
you saw more boobies than when you're on stage.
People. Yeah.
Actually, this show, and we include also this stuff from watching others.
Oh, really? Kind of like voyeuristic?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, it sounds like a really cool show. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it would be really interesting to see and really different as far as a dance piece goes. And so let's see what you have left. You have Tuesday the 25th at 4:30 p.m., Wednesday the 26th at 8 p.m., Friday the 28th at 7:45 p.m., and Sunday the 30th at 1:45 p.m. They're at venue number 6. And you can go check out more about them at pnowerall dance.com or fringenyc.org and look up circuits, and then there'll probably be a link. Do you have pictures and stuff like that for them to look at?
Yeah, we just posted the Flickr photos, and we had like four photographers, and they are really professionals, so they are good.
Oh, good. So did you get some cool...
I don't know.
There's too many photos.
A lot.
And if you like your dance physical, it looks like it is physical.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just the postcard is really cool how you're all stacked on each other. And it shows, like, gives a glimpse, kind of.
A lot. We just go forward. It's not like a jazz, you know, show.
Right.
And everyone's
really
a powerhouse.
Like,
no top hats and canes?
No. There's boys lifting boys, girls lifting boys lifting girls.
Wow,
it's
really?
All over the place.
Jumping.
That is cool. Well, I can't wait to see it, and I hope you guys out there will go check it out. Again, fringenyc.org, and look up circuits. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's it for this episode of Live from the Grotto. Final reminder, Variety Power Hour late night show, 11 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays at 11 p.m., sponsored by Tangaray, tangaray.com, and Jeff Leshinsky Catering.com. So there's food and liquor there for Fringe participants. As I said earlier, it's a great way to network, to meet people, to perform, to get word out about your show, and to meet the volunteers and staff who've been working so hard to make the Fringe a success. If you're in the NYC area and you want to come down, please do. Even if you're not affiliated with the Fringe, you can come down. You're more than welcome. It's only $5, and you still get the liquor and the food. It's also BYOB, so if you want to just bring your own booze, you're more than welcome to. Like I said, Fridays and Saturdays, 11 p.m. The address is 54 Crosby Street,
You can find more information out at fringenyc.org, Fringe Club. And if you're interested in performing on the Variety Power Hour, send us an email at varietypowerhour@gmail.com. And I think that's it. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Fringe NYC and getting to see amazing shows, or hopefully we're turning you on to a few that sound interesting to you. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Wrap it up, ship it out, kick it to the mothership.